The Discounselor's Report by Magic. Thank you, thank you. This is Counselor Magic, soon to be ex-Counselor Magic, giving you or bringing you my last Discounselor's Report. Yeah, we laughed, we cried, but most of all, it was the feel-good movie of the summer. That's the way I like to think of it. It's been pretty quiet in the forum lately, and I think all eyes are on the incoming session, which will be the second session of the AboveTopSecret.com member council. And there's a lot of stuff left to do, and I've mentioned this in previous Discounselor reports, so I'm not going to go over that here. Just suffice it to say that there will be plenty for the new counselors to do, and I certainly wish them well in that. Politics is, by the standards of many, a disagreeable task, but somebody has to do it. And I really am very pleased that some of my fellow members have agreed to step up to the plate, and also some of my fellow counselors who have agreed to go for another session. And I certainly encourage them to do so, and am very pleased to see that. I think that the combination, and this is what I expect, is that we'll probably see a combination of incumbents coming back in for the second session, as well as some new blood, as it were. And I think that combination will be good for the council. So I'm really quite optimistic about how the second session is going to go, and I certainly wish all the candidates who are running well, and whoever is chosen to be in the next council, I certainly wish them well also. And on that note, I just want to reemphasize that I have a no endorsements policy, and there are there's a number of reasons for that, but essentially I just don't want to. You know, either way, I'm not even sure my endorsement would necessarily be a positive thing for a candidate. So I think it's best for me just to not say anything about any of the incoming or any of the candidates for council, other than to say that I don't think you can really go wrong. I think every candidate I've looked at brings something unique and important to the job. So when you get down to it, yeah, maybe it is a popularity contest. But my advice is, I'll get to that. One of the ways you can find out about the incoming, about the candidates for the next session of council is I recommend my fellow members check out the new council campaign forum on the politics at AboveTopSecret.com board. And it's right up there in the general forums, the ATS council campaign forum. So in there, you can lay it on the candidates and see how they respond to your questions and comments. And in doing that, you can get an idea for what you can expect from these people when they become counselors. People can change how they behave as candidates versus how they behave as counselors. But my impression is that you can get a pretty good idea of what it will be like to work with a future counselor by just trading some, have an exchange with them in the campaign forum and see what they have to say. And you can kind of get a feel from there. I certainly encourage it. And, better to do this before you cast your vote than come to election time and not really know who you want to vote for. And, if you don't know who you want to vote for, maybe you don't want to vote, and that's fine. Although, I know a lot of my fellow members don't tend to think of the council as being very important to them, and maybe not, but I expect the role of the council to take on added importance in the coming months. The first session was the first session, and I'm hoping it will be the first of many, many sessions, because I strongly believe that the council was an excellent idea and is an excellent idea and will be of great benefit to the ATS community going forward. And I've already seen benefits just from the existence of the council. And there's just so many little things that the council does. It changes a lot of the tone and the atmosphere of a lot of things, and I think in a very positive way. So you might not really be into all this and board politics, and if you're not, that's fine. But I still think it's a good idea to take a look at this, even if you're not really all that interested in the council or the elections, just to kind of get an idea of what's going on there. And you might find that your interest grows the more you look into it. Hard to say. The only way to find out is to check it out. With regards to, I'm not endorsing any candidates, and I really don't think, I haven't seen a candidate step up that I think wouldn't do a good job. Honestly, I really haven't. And, this is coming from me having seen how things go in the council. what is it that I would advise that you look for in a potential counselor? And there's a lot to that. I think the most important thing, is to vote for someone who you not only think will do a good job, but who you think you can work with and who you want to represent you behind closed doors. My advice in choosing a candidate to vote for is vote for whoever you just feel best voting for. That's probably your best guide. And the kind of candidate I think will make a good counselor, the best kind of counselor, someone who can work well with others. And I've had some problems with that. My first week as a counselor was pretty rocky. I had a lot of concepts about that job that turned out to be gravely mistaken. And I think I've got a much better handle on what the job involves now. And as a ironic consequence of that, I think that there really isn't, it's really kind of hard to know how well a person will do in council versus, just how they act as a member. But I think by and large, if you feel that you can communicate well with someone, they'll make a good counselor for you. And you can, that's the best kind of counselor, in my opinion, someone who really will represent you and listen to you and be able to pass along your concerns and work with the staff. And that's what counselors do, among a few other things. One of the things also about this council campaign forum on PTS is I'm hoping, the staff works in strange and mysterious ways, but I'm hoping that either that forum or a forum similar to it will be kept open after the next council session is elected and serve as a place where members can publicly discuss things with counselors, and counselors can do that, and have this be outside of the board questions and business forum, which I think would be better. Would be better suited to focus on non-council kind of business and direct communication between members and staff. However, I think a lot of the things that show up in board questions and business, the BQ&B forum, would probably be better handled if they're kicked over to a public council forum where counselors can publicly address them. And, there's a lot of things that I think could get discussed in that kind of forum, such as new forum ideas. We probably have about 100 threads on new forum ideas alone. But also, this forum would be a place where, the private council forum is vital, in my opinion. I think the senior staff was wise in establishing a private council forum where counselors can duke it out behind the scenes and work over stuff and debate and argue without a lot of other people, thousands potentially of other people getting involved. That's good. However, I still feel that one of the great things that the council has been missing in this first session is a place to publicly discuss all the little things that counselors need to discuss with members. And so I'm hoping that what is now the council campaign forum will end up staying open for business after the next session is elected, and then will be used for counselors and members to be able to publicly discuss things, deliberate on things, and thereby strengthen the communication between counselors and members, which each counselor tries it a different way, and I tried my way. But I would say that is one of the things that I would like to see improved in the next session of council is the communication with membership, and I'm hoping that's what's going to happen. So there's a little outgoing thing from the disc counselor. Let's have a forum out there. And on that note, I don't really have that much more to say. One of the things I'm looking forward to, and I'm hoping I'll be able to be on hand when the next session comes in, is to do a turnover for the next disc counselor and just kind of share some of my opinions and insights, if you will, with the incoming session. And then, of course, they're going to do what they want to do, which is exactly what they should do, and ideally not repeat some of the mistakes that I've made. So I'll leave that for that. Now I'm hoping to take my traditional autumn vacation, and if I can get a few things straightened out, I hope to be traveling in the next few weeks or so. And while I'll be scarce at times, I tend to keep tabs on what's going on ATS, and I definitely want to log in and cast my votes for the next session of council. So I might not be as verbose as I tend to be, but I do plan to hang around. I've learned a lot in my time as a counselor, and though I'm really looking forward to just being a member again. I very much intend to apply what I've learned going forward, and I'm excited about being able to focus less on site business and more on reading and writing and podcasting about the topics and issues that continue to fascinate me, the conspiracies and the unknown. I want to thank my fellow counselors for hanging in there and doing some good work. I have a tremendous degree of respect for everyone I've worked with in the council. You really have been wonderful, and that goes not just for the current counselors, but also for the previous counselors and council staff members especially. I still am hoping at some point down the road a way can be found for counselors to be able to have assistance again, although I understand the reason why we needed to cut it down. But I really was very, very impressed with the council staff. So I want you, those of you who served on the council staff, I just want you to know that. In particular, my own assistants, Black Jackal and Mirthful Me. Of course, Mirthful Me, my right-hand monkey. Thank you so much for all those things, all the advice you've given me and the support you gave me as a counselor. Thanks to the staff for being patient with me and supporting the council and the council concept. And I'm thrilled that you, there's some blood, sweat, and tears in there, but I'm thrilled that you've decided to go forward with it. And I think that's a decision you will come to be pleased with. I really do. And, finally and certainly not least, thanks to my fellow members for giving me this wonderful opportunity to represent you in the first session of council. I am really grateful, even for those that didn't vote for me, hey. Thanks for at least, not voting against me. I'm not so sure, but thanks to all my fellow members. This has been a very wonderful thing, and it added a great deal to my ATS experience, and I'm hoping that for what little I've done, I'm hoping that it has been positive and helped ATS. That's really what I've been wanting to do. And on that note, I think I'll conclude my final podcast as my final Discounselors Report podcast, I should say. Take care, friends.